This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
And now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, our way of ending, well, almost every Friday's Issues Etc. A little review of what's come before this week on Issues Etc. and your opportunity to vote for Soundbite of the Week, to pick which of these four soundbites should be the Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own. You may like what is heard. You might find it funny, interesting, informative. You might want to hear it again. You might disagree with it and find it remarkable in some negative sense. Any reason is a good reason for voting for one of these soundbites for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, August the 27th. First you listen, then you vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Those who vote via the phone get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email your vote to us right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can vote using our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you do, make sure you leave your city and state and your reason for voting the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And if you're visiting there for the first time, make sure you become a fan of Issues Etc. at our Facebook fan page. As usual, the best vote on this Friday will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's for the best vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's number one. Dr. Alfonso Espinosa was on with us recently talking about the secret rapture teaching of American evangelicalism. And here he is explaining how Pop American Christianity has relocated the presence of Christ.
What we need to understand is that part and parcel of the gospel for us in our Lutheran tradition is not only where Christ won our salvation on the cross of Calvary, but also, vitally important, is where that salvation is distributed in the means of grace, word, and sacrament. When we review that fact, we realize that American evangelicalism does not have that latter aspect, does not have that second part of the story. They are missing, to put it frankly, they're missing the sacraments. They have no sacraments. So not having Christ present here and now, coming perpetually, coming daily, leads a tremendous void in their overall theology. So they have to have a way of somehow compensating, trying to fill that void. How do you have comfort in the Christian faith when Christ is not coming to you in a solid, real way through sacraments? So what they have perpetuated is this idea of rapture, that he is coming soon. In the meantime, they have to do something about finding assurance. So what they do is they get heavily involved in politics. This is a sign of the true believer who tries to convert the nation into a so-called, quote-unquote, Christian nation. And they get heavily involved in their version of Christian sanctification, which perpetuates the idea of levels of sanctification. Very, very dangerous teaching. So again, in just appreciating why this secret rapture is so important to them, they use it as an identity marker for their version of true believer, which is devoid of the holy sacraments.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? Give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email us with your vote. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your vote for us at the Facebook fan page. We get those in real time, too. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn was recently on as a guest. And he had this to say about how we need to change the way we read the Bible.
The Copernican revolution that I'm calling for, contra Dewey, is that we need to stop putting ourselves at the center of Scripture. The Bible's not about me. The Bible is about Jesus Christ and what he has done in history. And there are implications for me in my life, but I think too many of us, especially the popular books these days, appear to be focusing on what the Bible can do for you, what God can do for you through this text. This text is primarily a self-improvement manual for you in your life.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Want to vote for it? 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Here's soundbite number three. Pam Nielsen was with us. Here's what we can learn from Paul's shipwreck.
We're already in a boat that's falling apart in our trespasses and sins. We have Satan, we have death, we have our own sin, all of these things tossing us about, beating us up, causing us trouble, causing us guilt, and we can do nothing about it. And that's the point that's got to come out here, that the one true God and his son, whom he sent, Jesus Christ, is our only hope. And the boat we need to be in isn't the boat of this sinful life, but it's the boat of the church, where Christ wraps us in his righteousness, washes us with water that saves us, doesn't drown us, drowns our sins, but saves us, and keeps us safe no matter how often we're tossed, how close we come to perishing. He keeps us safe until he calls us home to be with him forever in heaven. That's the kind of hope we need. That's the Savior we need. And that's what we face every day without Christ. If we don't have him, we're no different than these people in this boat.
That was soundbite number three. Now it's time to get ready to vote, because soundbite number four, the last for your consideration on this Friday afternoon, August 27th, is right around the corner. It comes from caller Mark. He called with a solution, a very generous solution, to our Collinsville water problem.
Hey, guys. This is Mark in Homer Glen. Hey, just listen podcast-wise to Friday, where you were talking about how horrible bad the water is down there in Collinsville. And I would like to offer that I would pay a subscription, for lack of a better word, for Hinckley and Schmidt for you guys at the office. You know, I know how important coffee is, man. And let's get this thing rolling. Talk to you, bye.
All right, that was soundbite number four. It's time to vote for soundbite of the week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 27th. Time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Tweet us at IssuesETC, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. IssuesETC.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, IssuesETC.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, IssuesETC.org, and click Find a Church.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Did you know that you can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by donating stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to Lutheran Public Radio? For more information, contact Craig at 618-223-8382. 618-223-8382. Please consider donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds to Issues Etc. this year. Call Craig today, 618-223-8382. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Last 10 minutes of this Friday Issues Etc. is all about your votes for Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote there. Remember to leave your city and state and why you're voting for the bite you're voting for. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on how Pop American Christianity has relocated the presence of Christ? Soundbite number two, Shane Rosenthal on how we read the Bible and how it needs to change. Soundbite number three, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, what we can learn from Paul's shipwreck. Or soundbite number four, our caller Mark with a solution to our Collinsville water problem and better coffee here at LPR. Let's go to Scott first in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. It's great to speak to you again. I'm voting for Dr. Espinosa's comments about the relocation of the presence of Christ, and I got to thinking about how his comments about having no sacraments applies just to baptism. How can baptism be any comfort to them if it's merely a required work? Because Christ fulfilled the law perfectly, but how can we say he did so in my place unless he placed his name on me through the words spoken through the pastor and the pastor's hands washing me in baptism? How can what Christ did for me be mine unless he comes to me and gives it to me? What the Pop American Christianity is teaching is that you have to get God to give it to you by doing and doing and doing. And that's really no better than chewing gum to solve a math problem.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Altamont as well. Let's see what Patrina in Watertown, Wisconsin has to say. Hi, Patrina.
Hi. Thank you very, very much for your program. I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
And I would like to vote for the second soundbite because I feel that our churches, even the conservative Lutheran churches, are slowly but surely adopting the theology of glory instead of the theology of the cross. As I like to put it, it's, I want to learn about Jesus, not about me.
Patrina, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Let's see, via Facebook, Charles in Providence, Rhode Island has this to say, Pastor Espinosa's soundbite is excellent. We'll vote for that one. That would be soundbite number one. Lose the means of grace and the illicit program of broad evangelicalism is an attempt to compensate for a gutted theological construct. Nicely put, Charles in Providence. Thank you for your vote. Also from Facebook, Mike in New Mexico says, well, number four, of course, coffee is important. Mike, thank you very much. Sarah in, via Facebook says, voting for number one. I hate hearing, oh, we're basically the same. We just disagree on the sacraments. When you're missing the sacraments, you are missing what God has given us to ground the faith. Without them, we can be blown by every wind of doctrine. Sarah, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time to vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Herman is on the phone from Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Hello, yes. I'd like to vote for number four. I think the offer of the quality water to facilitate your coffee there is a help to the work and ministry of Issues, etc. So I'm voting for that one.
All right. Thank you very much, Herman. I mean, I'm sure that all of us will appreciate that, with the exception of Craig, who doesn't see a problem with the water here at LPR. But maybe he will after he's tasted regular water. LL in New York says this: I vote for soundbite number 3. I'd like to point out the contrast between Pam Nielsen, who says the boat we need to be in isn't the boat of this sinful life, but the boat of the church, and Terry Tiemann of Transforming Churches Network, who says at the most recent LCMS convention that it's an immutable law of nature: if you want to walk on the water, you have to get out of the boat, asking, what is your boat? The former sounds like a Lutheran deaconess. The latter sounds like Dr. Phil. LL, thank you very much for listening and for voting in New York. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tweet us at issuesetc or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Oliver in Marysville, Washington says, I'll vote for number 2 because if you don't read the Bible with Christ as the main theme, you can get in all sorts of trouble. That's a good way of putting it. Helen in Texas says, better coffee is indispensable to Lutheranism, not to mention a radio show. Cheers to the gentleman who was number 4. So that's a vote for soundbite number 4 as well. From the email, Rick in Rockford, Illinois says, for the soundbite of the week, I have 3 of 3 good solid choices of the 4. I would have chosen Shane Rosenthal as a second runner-up with his important warning against the dangers of me-centered Bible, which he calls merely a self-improvement manual. First runner-up goes to Pam Nielsen, who beautifully describes our lives in shambles and our need for the boat of the church and Christ as our only hope. First place goes to Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, who clearly explains to us the great void of American evangelicalism. It is a form of Christianity. Hold the sacraments. What good is Christ's victory for our salvation at Calvary, apart from where that salvation is distributed? In the means of grace, word, and sacrament, not having Christ present here and now leaves a tremendous void in their overall theology. Espinosa goes right to point out some of the dangerous teachings of evangelicals that they use to compensate for that void in an attempt to find assurance. My vote is for Dr. Espinosa. We need complete Christianity. We do need the sacraments, Rick. Thank you very much. Let's see. Where are we? I lost my place. We were just to Helen. That means a vote from Facebook says, number 2, Shane Rosenthal, how we need to read the Bible needs to change, gets my approval. Life is about God and about what he does. For years, I was guilty of reading the Bible like it was a self-improvement manual. I was under the false impression that I could be like Jesus if I tried hard enough, but thank God he's alive, or I might still be out there thinking I need to be my own savior. Frank in Illinois says, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, how pop Christianity relocates the presence of Christ. This is why I am now a confessional Lutheran. I can receive the sacraments I need to live every week and fill my empty sack. Reference to Christ Have Mercy, Chapter 1. 29 years of having an empty sack makes Frank a despairing boy. I did not know why, but I knew I was dying each week without it. I guess the other busy work distracts from what is really missing in non-sacramental churches. And Brian also votes for soundbite number 1. He says it sheds light on all of the gushy feel-good theology that gets inserted into our politics by both sides. And Earl, with another vote for soundbite number 1, says, we are not the same. I think we can deal more with Rome than with non-sacramental organizations. That's the winner, soundbite number 1. Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, how pop American Christianity relocates the presence of Christ.
What we need to understand is that part and parcel of the gospel for us in our Lutheran tradition is not only where Christ won our salvation on the cross of Calvary, but also, vitally important, it's where that salvation is distributed in the means of grace, word, and sacrament. When we review that fact, we realize that American evangelicalism does not have that latter aspect, does not have that second part of the story. They are missing, to put it frankly, they're missing the sacraments. They have no sacraments. So not having Christ present here and now, coming perpetually, coming daily, leads a tremendous void in their overall theology. So they have to have a way of somehow compensating, trying to fill that void. How do you have comfort in the Christian faith when Christ is not coming to you in a solid, real way through sacraments? So what they have perpetuated is this idea of rapture, that he is coming soon. In the meantime, they have to do something about finding assurance. So what they do is they get heavily involved in politics. This is a sign of the true believer who tries to convert the nation into a so-called, quote-unquote, Christian nation. And they get heavily involved in their version of Christian sanctification, which perpetuates the idea of levels of sanctification, very, very dangerous teaching. So, again, in just appreciating why this secret rapture is so important to them, they use it as an identity marker for their version of true believer, which is devoid of the holy sacraments.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, How Pop American Christianity Relocates the Presence of Christ, and by the way, dislocates the real comfort of Christ's presence. That's the winner this week. The LPR bundle package goes to LL in New York. If you would send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, with your shirt size, we'll be happy to send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted during Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, consider making a donation this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. Remember us during these difficult summer months. So many of you are. Thank you so much for doing that. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Mark Tooley of the Institute on Religion and Democracy about the financial contributions of atheist billionaire George Soros to Jim Wallis of Sojourners. We'll also be talking on Monday about how to stay Christian in college. Pastor Marcus Zill will be our guest. Hey, remember to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. when you see them this weekend, to tune in to Issues Etc. next week. We always appreciate that. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.